From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in the Democratic presidential contest, the Iowa political caucuses are so complicated, even Iowans need help. First, though, policy and politics from the other side. President Bush went to the Union Bethel AME Church in New Orleans today to push his idea that religious groups should not be excluded from running some government-supported programs.
The strength of America is found in the hearts and souls of our fellow citizens. This country must not fear the influence of faith in the future of this country. We must welcome faith in order to make America a better place.
President Bush speaking at a church today in New Orleans. And joining us now from Washington is NPR senior editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hello, Alex.
The president has been trumpeting this faith-based initiative idea of his for years, but without much actual progress. That is, Congress has not supported him. Why bring it up again now?
Well, it could be because we're in a year divisible by four.
That could be.
But no, it really, there are several things going on here. You're right that the initiative has stalled in Congress, but the president has used executive orders and the regulatory process, the Justice Department's regulatory authority, to change the way people qualify to get federal funds for certain kinds of social service programs. And that's already making it easier for churches and other faith-based institutions to get into the application game. And right now, today, the president was essentially saluting some of the progress that's been made from his perspective in that respect. And that's why I went to Union Bethel AME in New Orleans, where they have some of those programs. At the same time, they would like to push Congress in this election year to take more seriously some of the other more vigorous ways in which federal funding could be opened up to religious institutions. And then there's a couple of political constituencies, you'd have to call them, that the president is looking at. They're also religious constituencies. One is, and this is the one that people don't pay enough attention to, I think, African Americans, whom the president would like to see more supportive of his political ambitions. Only 9% of black Americans voted for George W. Bush in 2000, and obviously the White House would like to double or triple that number, and they think they can do it partly through this initiative and by going to churches. The other group is more Anglo-American, and they are religious conservatives, sometimes called the Christian right. They like George W. Bush, but not enough of them turned out to vote in 2000 in the White House's view. They'd like to get that constituency more excited this fall.
You mentioned other initiatives. The White House is also proposing, reportedly, spending $1.5 billion to promote marriage among low-income people. It sounds as though the president's trying to mix religion, values, and politics.
Again, this is a good way to encourage people to get on the president's bandwagon by showing that he is really a strong supporter of marriage. He hopes to excite voters who might otherwise not see enough difference between the parties on moral issues. Now, the president is really being asked by some of the religious groups to come out strongly against gay marriage or civil unions. He's not quite sure how he feels about that yet. He's not sure he wants a constitutional amendment on that subject, so he's pushing very hard the idea of promoting marriage.
How about in the Democratic contest, Howard Dean is saying he's going to talk about religion when he's campaigning in the South?
He has said he feels that he should, although as a New Englander, he does not have a comfort level with doing that. He says New Englanders don't like to do that, and perhaps that's so. But religion is more often talked about, at least in a certain fashion, in much of the rest of the country, particularly in the South. I think it's an accurate statement. But we'll have to see how much he really does that. Howard Dean has not really been a regular churchgoer or a particularly public religious person. It's going to be interesting to see how he changes his persona as we move into those Southern primaries.
NPR's Ron Elving. Thanks a lot, Ron.
My pleasure, Alex.